We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in turn on the news, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in turn on the news each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
And then I just, there's good news. Good evening.
I really want to go home because they're my friends. I really worried because I don't know where they are.
The hardest part to understand that we are now safe here and our friends and family are not safe.
We are bombed every day, every night, and non-stop. Enjoy what you have. Enjoy peace. It's really valuable. Don't take for granted what you have now, because it's so vulnerable.
Say to you, I hope the rush We're almost 2 weeks into the Russian invasion of Ukraine, and the deeper you dig into what Russia is doing over there, the worse it gets. It's like a nesting doll of bad. So far, more than 1.5 million Ukrainian refugees have fled the country. It would be more, but Russia refuses to abide by their own announced ceasefires and safe corridors to allow civilians to escape. Repeatedly over the weekend, Russian troops continued to pummel cities with rockets even after the announcement of corridors. It's like Putin's competing in the evil Olympics against himself. And because he's Russian, you know he's juicing. Now, Putin says he's offering humanitarian corridors for real this time, but only for Ukrainians to flee to Russia. Well, that's not helpful. That's like having a safety sign that says, in case of fire, jump into a pit of snakes.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham called for the assassination of Russian President Vladimir Putin during a Thursday night interview on Fox News. Say what you want about Lindsey. Pretty bold to do that on Putin's own network.
We can place 100% of the blame for all of it on Joe Biden and John Kerry. This war is the Green New Deal war.
There's much blame to go around. Colonel Vindman, Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi.
It all happened because of a rigged election.
Look, Russia is now being canceled.
Well, folks, the wussification of America is on full display. And Vladimir Putin is going to waltz right in and conquer one of the largest countries in Europe.
There they all sat on Friday in the White House wearing their ludicrous face coverings. Do they have any idea how weak that made America look? Our military chiefs cowering in pathetic little masks.
I think you can say, well, Putin's out of his mind. Yes, maybe so. But at the same time, he's being compelled by God.
Could it be that Greta Thunberg and Leonardo DiCaprio actually might be to blame for what Vladimir Putin is doing?
Russia has invaded Ukraine. Why is this happening? What does it mean? Where is Hillary Clinton's email server? Well, I've been watching Fox News for 648 hours straight, and I'm ready to Foxplain Ukraine. Why did Putin invade Ukraine? The answer's complex, but let me try to explain. Burisma, critical race genders, Minnie Mouse in a pantsuit. Don't believe me? Take a look inside the gender-neutral bathroom in Hunter Biden's laptop. This is happening because President Biden is weak. When Donald Trump was president, Putin didn't meddle in Ukraine. He meddled in America. Putin is strong and Biden is weak. America needs a strong leader. By the way, why are we supposed to think that Vladimir Putin is evil? He's not the one poisoning our children with critical race theory. Vladimir Putin is evil. I've always said that. I have never said that Vladimir Putin is a handsome genius with a hottie's body. Let me be clear. Vladimir Putin is a handsome genius with a hottie's body. He is a tyrannical leader. He was not democratically elected, and he alone is responsible for this. I'm talking about Joe Biden, if that isn't clear. Sanctions? Really, Joe? We need to be sending cruise missiles, Chevy cruises, Penelope cruises, Norwegian cruise lines. We need to do far more to support our allies in Yugoslavia.
Ukraine.
Tom Cruises, Booz Allen, Tim Allen. Allen Iverson? You know what could solve this crisis in minutes? Ivermectin. Vladimir Putin, if I was your mother, I wouldn't make you wear a mask at school. Vladimir Putin is evil, but in some ways, he's a hero. But in more ways, he's a villain, a strong villain, a patriot, a tyrant, a menace, a mensch. Pete Buttigieg took maternity leave? Vladimir Putin rode a bear. He's evil, though, yet seductive. Vladimir Putin supports Trump. I also support Trump. Does that make me Vladimir Putin? Russia is basically being canceled. First Mr. Potato Head, now Mr. Putin Head. And that's pretty much all you need to know about the Ukraine situation, according to Fox News. NATO's run by vampires.
Former Vice President Mike Pence criticized Republicans who have offered praise for Russian President Vladimir Putin amid the invasion of Ukraine and said, quote, there is no room in this party for apologists for Putin, quickly adding, sorry, I meant no more room. We're just super full right now.
Are you a conservative who praised Vladimir Putin and now wish you hadn't? Then you need Tylenol, the drug that makes you forget you applauded a tyrant who is now slaughtering civilians. This miracle pill can help you go from this.
It might be worth asking, why do I hate Putin so much?
Why care what's going on in the conflict between Ukraine and Russia? And why shouldn't I root for Russia, which I am?
To this.
If
Vladimir Putin started this war. He is to blame for what we're seeing tonight in Ukraine.
Incredible. Tylenol works by invading your sovereign mind and attacking any previously held memories or beliefs. Just listen to this satisfied customer.
Vladimir Putin, he's a very talented statesman.
I consider him a elegantly sophisticated counterpart.
We've seen a Russian dictator now terrorize the Ukrainian people.
And if you've been praising Putin for years, then try Tylenol Extended Release.
Putin has done an amazing job.
Putin has much better leadership qualities than Obama.
President Putin was extremely strong and powerful.
President Putin is sharp.
He's a guy who's very savvy. I know him very well.
You have not only Putin, you have other people that are stone cold murderers and thugs and dictators that are very dangerous.
Tylenol Extended Release is not 100% effective. Tylenol may cause side effects, including permanent resting constipation phase in some patients. It's time to stop regretting and start forgetting. Tylenol, out with the Vlad, in with the good.
It turns out that Ukrainian resistance has been much fiercer than Putin ever dreamed. So instead of trying to achieve a military victory, the Russians are attacking civilian infrastructure in an attempt to make Ukrainians survive with all electricity, water, food, medical help, and means of subsistence in what many are calling an effort to break Ukrainian morale. Russia has been hit with a series of crippling sanctions, and it looks like there's more to come because the U.S. and its European allies are now discussing banning imports of Russian oil. Take that, Putin. We're not going to buy our gas from a war criminal. We're going to buy it from the good guys, Saudi Arabia. Seems like the only way this humanitarian crisis can end is if Putin is removed from office. When is he up? 24? He's up for re-election in 2024, but he still hasn't decided how much he's going to win by. And he's doing everything possible to make sure the Russian people don't turn on him. For instance, one reporter in Russia says police in Moscow appear to be stopping civilians and demanding to see their phones in order to screen their photos and text messages. It says here in text message, it says, "You up." It's short for Ukraine uprising. Seize him! This crackdown comes in the wake of a new law that would punish anyone who shares false information about the war in Ukraine with up to 15 years in prison. Of course, in this case, false is defined as anything other than what Putin wants you to say. For instance, it is now a crime to simply call the war a war. Instead, they want you to use the Kremlin's term, special military operation. And if you don't want to call it that, the Kremlin has a few other approved options. Special bang bang time, awkward family reunion, National Lampoon's Eastern European Vacation, and Bennifer. Evidently, sure, why not? Evidently, the special military operation against information is working better than the real one. Some Ukrainians find that their relatives back in Russia refuse to believe it's an actual war. The Russian people are so used to accepting the Kremlin's lies that their most popular margarine is, "You must believe it is butter."
Despite the world telling Vladimir Putin that he's been not nice, the Russian military has continued its indiscriminate bombing of civilian areas in Ukraine, reducing them to rubble and leaving the people there without homes, food, or even water. And when the civilians try to flee those cities, well, it turns out that Russia has been bombing them too.
More and more civilians being killed as Russia escalates its attacks here. People trying to flee the invasion struck at an evacuation crossing point.
Twice, Russia and Ukraine agreed to ceasefires in order to give people a chance to get out. Both times, Russia broke the ceasefires with violent, indiscriminate shelling. At least four people, including a woman and her two children, were killed in that attack.
We will not forgive, we will not forget. Ukraine's President Zelensky vows to punish Moscow's troops as he reacts to the killing of civilians attempting to flee the conflict.
We will find every was shot at our cities, our people. There will be no quiet place on this earth for you, except for the grave.
Sweet Jesus, this is insane. Like, it's bad enough that Russia is blowing Ukraine to smithereens. But it's even worse that they're bombing people who are trying to escape during a ceasefire that Russia agreed to. I mean, what's Russia's logic here? I honestly don't get it. What is it? First we murder the people, then they'll warm up to us as their new rulers? What's the plan? And today, after attacking civilians during the first two evacuation attempts, Russia offered to create new humanitarian corridors to allow people to escape these cities. Except, and you can't make this part up, many of the evacuation routes would funnel civilians straight into Russia. Which is insane. Like, just think about that for a moment. People are trying to escape, and you're like, we'll let them escape, but into our country. Like, imagine hostage takers saying, all right, we'll let the hostages leave. We'll let them leave the bank, but only if they come with us to our house. Then they're still hostages. Are you insane? I mean, not to mention, even refugees probably don't want to live in Russia right now. Well, things aren't great in Ukraine, but at least they still get the Batman. There's nothing in Russia. And because many Russians have family members who are living in Ukraine, the idea of the Russian military leveling Ukrainian cities and killing innocent people was never going to be popular in the first place, which is probably why Putin has now gone into overdrive to make sure that in Russia, nobody hears about it.
Well, a new Iron Curtain has fallen in Russia, and this time it's an information Iron Curtain. That's why most Russians don't know what's really happening in Ukraine. The Kremlin today blocked Facebook and Twitter, and there are no independent media outlets left.
Vladimir Putin signing a law tonight making it a crime to spread what the Russian government considers fake news about the conflict in Ukraine. The maximum penalty, 15 years in jail. Independent Russian news outlets have always found it difficult to operate. Now it's impossible. The staff at Moscow's last independent TV station walking off set as their final symbolic broadcast played out.
A similar scene played out at Russia's oldest liberal radio station, Echo of Moscow, which says it's been forced to close.
We just can say welcome to the USSR.
Evacuate. Let's load up and let's go, okay?
Making sure everyone, including pets, got to safety.
Come on, babies! Up you go! Up you go!
Oh, go, go, go.
They even rescued horses at a local stable.
Let's go this way, guys.
Coming.
As smoke took over a popular shopping center.
The only place to get any news in Russia now is state media. That's it. Putin even shut down Facebook in Russia, which is so messed up. Like, why couldn't he have shut it down everywhere? Why only in Russia? This man is truly evil. Many Russian people are against this war. In fact, over 4,000 protesters were arrested just yesterday. But for most of the country, this media blackout means that they'll never know the truth about what's really going on. Yeah, there are even stories of Ukrainians who have called their parents in Russia to tell them what is happening, and their own parents don't believe the stories, which is terrible. And at the same time, I guess that's what happens when you lie to your parents about everything else in your life. Oh, sure, Putin's invading you, just like that time you didn't throw a party when we were out of town, huh? But while Putin is cutting off Russian people's links to the outside world, the outside world itself has been trying to cut itself off from Russia. Russian banks have been banned from the global financial system. Russian airlines have been blocked from entering most countries. And even Apple has stopped selling its products in Russia. And every day, every single day, more companies are joining Apple and all these other companies in leaving Russia.
The list of private companies cutting ties with Russia is mounting. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are boycotting business there. TikTok is blocking users on its platform in Russia, and Netflix announced it has suspended service.
Toyota says that they are putting a halt to its factory in production in Russia. This comes as the vehicle imports into the country have been suspended indefinitely.
Accounting firms KPMG and PricewaterhouseCoopers both announced they are exiting Russia due to the invasion.
From now on, it's just Stoli, the maker of the vodka, which has been marketed as Russian vodka, is launching a major rebranding in direct response to the war in Ukraine. Now, Stoli Group has announced that it will only use Slovakian sources to avoid Russian ingredients.
Even vodka doesn't want anything to do with Russia anymore. Just think about that. Can you imagine if hand gestures announced that they wanted nothing to do with Italy? It's a too toxic. So yeah, no Toyota, no credit cards, no Netflix. It's almost like all of Russia is being forced to spend the weekend at their broke dad's house. But unfortunately, none of this has stopped Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Probably because none of it actually affects Putin. This is what people don't realize. Sanctions are bad for the country, but this doesn't affect Putin. Because, I mean, Putin doesn't drive a Toyota. Putin doesn't watch Netflix or use credit cards. You think this man pays? This man hasn't paid for anything in like 20 years. Which waiter has the balls to bring Vladimir Putin the check?
Will you be paying by cash or card?
Will you be paying with your life?
Okay, well, I guess we'll see you guys next time. All right, then. Have a good night. Drama.
Yeah, if anything, people, the war has only gotten more intense. Russia has made major gains in southern Ukraine and looks like it may totally surround the capital of Kiev this week. So the Ukrainian people are in a very bad place right now, which is why it's been so inspiring to see how they're still telling the Russian invaders to go f*** themselves.
Thousands of people taking to the streets to rail against their Russian occupiers in a show, really, that while Russian forces might be able to take some of these towns and cities, occupying them will be much more difficult. In Kherson, Ukraine, defiance. Residents woke up under Russian occupation and took to the streets. Go home. There's no vodka here, this man says. This woman, draped in her country's colors, stands firm. We are not afraid. We are together, she says.
Some incredible video out of Kherson, Ukraine, where a Ukrainian protester jumped onto a Russian military vehicle, waving his country's flag. There it is right there.
Yeah, people, in the face of mortal danger, many Ukrainians are standing up and saying, we won't back down. I mean, did you see that one guy? He climbed right on top of a tank, which is insane. It's also insane how tanks have, like, zero defenses against that. If you're in front of a tank, it's terrifying. Ah! But then once you get on top, the tank is like, ah, ah, get off. Ah, stop that. Ah, stop that. And this really shows you the difference between capturing a city and controlling a city. You see, capturing a city is easy. You send in more tanks than the other team, and then boom, it's yours. But if you can't stop the old man in town from coming out and roasting you, have you really won? Yeah, you haven't. You haven't really won the invasion if your soldiers are coming back home like, we took the city, but now everyone is being mean to me.
It's worth remembering in a moment of international crisis like the one we're in right now that we came incredibly close to having this criminal dingus in charge of our response. I mean, can you imagine? Can you imagine what things would be like with Donald Trump at the helm right now? I mean, put aside everything else. Have you heard him talk lately? He sounds like he's muttering to himself while sitting under his favorite tree at the old folks' home after getting his morphine drip topped off.
Yesterday, reporters asked me if I thought President Putin was smart. I said, of course he's smart, to which I was greeted with, oh, that's such a terrible thing to say. I'd like to tell the truth. Yes, he's smart. The NATO nations, and indeed the world, as he looks over what's happening strategically with no repercussions or threats whatsoever, they're not so smart. They're looking the opposite of smart. If you take over Ukraine, we're going to sanction you, they say. Sanction? Well, that's a pretty weak statement.
What is with that soft tone of voice? Is he doing story time at the local library?
The pig says we're going to sanction you, to which the goose replies, oh, that's such a terrible thing to say, but do you see? Do you see the pig? Do you see how weak he looks?
Sometimes I wonder what happened. Did you get shot with a tranquilizer dart 18 months ago, but because you drink so many Diet Cokes, it's taking forever to kick in?
Vladimir Putin, he's looking at us and he's thinking, they're weak! They're weak.
I like when Trump's voice gets really soft like that, when he does his helium voice. That's when you know even he's like, I don't know what the I'm talking about. I think his strategy is just to make it so soft you can't hear what he's saying anymore.
They asked me what I would do about Ukraine. I said, I know exactly what I would do. I know exactly what I would do. I would say sanctions, then we would do.
As a reminder, that guy used to be the commander-in-chief of our armed forces, and he came very close to pulling off a coup that would have kept him in that position. In fact, he very likely committed several crimes in the process, as we learned last week from the committee investigating the January 6th insurrection. Trump keeps giving us a glimpse as to how he would have responded. And as usual, he has that unique Trump blend of being both terrifying and incredibly stupid at the same time. According to the Washington Post, Trump mused Saturday to the GOP's top donors that the United States should label its F-22 planes with the Chinese flag and bomb the out of Russia, and then we say China did it. We didn't do it. China did it. And then they start fighting with each other, and we sit back and watch. He definitely gets his ideas from cartoons. I mean, this is a slightly stupider version of Bugs Bunny dressing up as a sexy lady to distract Elmer Fudd.
We put the Chinese flags on the plane, and if that doesn't work, we paint a tunnel on the side of a mountain. We do. And then our jets go, they go right through the tunnel, no problem. But the Russian jets, they're gonna crash right into them, and then our jets, they're gonna hold up a little sign that says, meep, meep, and that. That's all, folks.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.